Dr. Thomas, congratulations on your appointment and welcome to Oxford. I wonder if you could just tell us a little bit more about your background and your experience, please.
Yes, I'd be pleased to. I came from Cornell University, which is a university about the same size as Oxford in terms of its student body, but is quite different in that it's in a rural location in New York, and it's quite a young university. So I've been there the last 10 and a half years. And before that, I've worked in many, many different places. I started out at Harvard. I went to get a PhD at Johns Hopkins. I moved to California and worked for the Research Libraries Group. I was in Georgia for 10 months, then came up to the Washington, D.C. area and worked both at the National Agricultural Library and the Library of Congress. So as you can see, I've had a sort of peripatetic existence, and I like exploring new places, and I'm sure that's part of the attraction for me in coming to Oxford.
Excellent. You are the first woman Bodleys librarian and the first non-British Bodleys librarian. How does it feel?
Well, when people say that, it does register, of course, as something that's a change or something that's different. I think for me, it's being a woman. I did go to a women's college, so I'm quite can be quite a strong feminist sometimes about things, but I also feel that I experience things based on my personal characteristics, of which being a woman is only one. And so it's not, to me, the barrier that's being broken is not necessarily being the first woman. But perhaps the greatest difference is having an American come in. Now, one of the things I've looked at is, Oxford's student body and faculty include a number of Americans, actually. So perhaps having a senior administrator who's an American is not that unusual in terms of the overall international composition of the university.
Can I ask you briefly, what vision do you bring with you for Oxford University Library Services?
Right. Well, I think that I'd like to start out by saying, I want us to be the very best library, academic research library in the world. I think that we will be innovative. I'd like us to be very service-oriented. But what I really have to say is my vision is something that will be shaped by what I hear from others who are here in the university and here in the library, and that it won't be my vision, but it will be our vision that we'll create collectively.
And is it fair to ask you what your priorities are coming into the job?
Well, to some extent, the priorities were established in the position description, and so the priorities that were laid out to me as I was considering the position were the continued integration of the libraries, the building of the digital library and the infrastructure, the creation of a physical environment that would be inviting and stimulating and appropriate for contemporary scholars and students. And then all of these are really interrelated, would be the stewardship of the university's resources and augmenting those resources through fundraising. So those are really the priorities that I'm going to set out to follow.
Wonderful. And finally, can I just ask if is there anything else you'd like to say to our listeners?
I have been anticipating this day for a long time. It's wonderful to be here. People have been extremely welcoming to me, and I know I have a lot to learn, and I'm looking, that's again part of the attraction, part of the challenge for me is to learn a new system, and I hope everyone will consider himself or herself my mentor.
Wonderful. Thank you very much,
Thank
Dr.
you.
Thomas.